teams and two great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
Give transit a try.
Check out Citizens for Modern Transit's new Try and Ride program to get a personalized transit route from home to work, fare tickets, and more.
Visit cmt-stl.org.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Well, that sounds like Christmas music.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the,
yeah, the one with the,
waggly tail.
Yeah, that one with the waggly tail.
How much is that?
Time to talk to your pet's best friend. Dr. Doug Pranikoff, official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Here's the way this works. No monologue, no, you know, grabbing of the limelight from Dr. Doug, no talking about himself. It goes right to you. This is your time to talk to him about your pet, your concerns, your questions. Maybe you don't even have a pet. Maybe that's your question. What kind of dog should we get, or what kind of cat? He's here for you. I will give you the numbers you need to call right away because they stack up pretty quickly and it's first come, first serve. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app you can download free is STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. It's a free app, and it's a great way to get a Laclede cab. One more time here. The number is 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Please welcome Dr. Doug Pranikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Good.
Doctor, how are you?
I'm hanging. How about you guys?
I'm hanging, too.
I am AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are.
What's cooking, guys?
Well, I don't know. I don't think any one of us have anything in particular to throw at you in the way of information or questions, so I guess we go. Dan, you don't even have a pet now, do you?
I think they have a little.
Yeah.
He's on the
little
phone.
Dog.
You do have a dog?
You know what? Yeah. I'm hearing the music. Is that still.
A little.
Is
a
that,
little
oh, there we go.
Teacup Yorkie.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, and what about you, Peon? Do you have a pet?
Oh, we have two cats.
Yeah, and we currently are without, but that'll change, I'm sure, one of these days. You ready to take some calls?
I am ready. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Greg is up first. Greg, say hi to Dr. Doug. Greg?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
I rescued a dog about 6 months ago. I took it to three different vets. They have no idea how old she is. She's a black lab mixed. But every time I'm catching her backyard, she's screwing her butt across the lawn constantly.
Okay. So, that is typically related to something, one of Frank's favorite subjects, anal glands.
Oh, yeah.
And,
hey, by the way, let me interrupt for a second. Doctor, how's that even possible? He goes to a vet, and the vet has no idea how old the dog is. Can't most vets get a pretty good idea how old the dog is?
Yeah, you can only get an estimate, depending on where what the teeth look like, but it wouldn't be an exact. But, it just depends on their experience and how many times they've looked at stray animals.
You can get within a couple of years, can't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
I've started with three different vets. I got 4 years old, 6 years old, eight or 9 years old, something like that.
Wow, that's
only the third one. So,
yeah take an average.
You need a new vet. I can't think of anybody at the moment.
No.
You need a new vet. So,
yeah,
what about the
one now.
What about the boot scooting boogie? That's anal glands?
Did they check that out for you?
I paid for a procedure to get it done. And she's still doing it. She must like my front yard. I don't know what else.
You know, sometimes if those tissues are really inflamed, they need to have some kind of anti-inflammatory. And in other cases, when they're really kind of a problem, we'll even, under a light sedation, just flush them out real well and put antibiotics and medications right into the gland, which will quiet it down.
Hey, yeah. Dr. Doug, when they go to a groomer, will a groomer
The problem with the groomer, groomers are great, but what they do is they do an external squeeze, and that can pinch him and hurt him. And the veterinarian actually, I know it sounds gross, but with a glove, he actually goes inside the anus and the rectum, and he kind of slides that gland and cleans it out from
inside.
Oh, now he slides the gland.
I'm going to go home and kiss my wife for that one.
I always tell my parents they were so proud they paid for a big education, so I knew how to put my finger in a dog's tush.
All right, I'll do that then.
Okay, good luck.
You'll do what? Stick your finger in the dog's butt? Is that what you're going to do, Greg?
I know. I'm going to give my wife a glove. She can practice.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Greg.
Bye, Greg.
Now, see, I don't really care for what he did. He's turning that over to his wife to do.
So when dogs do that, kind of it's dog. Generally the anal gland, or do they just have an itch?
Well, they could. It's usually, if it's persistent like that, it's probably the anal gland. He really shouldn't try that on his own. He should have a vet do it because it's not easy and it's not something people...
Hey, this anal gland thing, is this something, do all animals have this?
No.
Why do dogs have it?
A lot of mammals do. And in the wild, when we were wild animals, these guys like foxes and coyotes and things, when they poop, that dry poop that you find out in the woods kind of presses on the wall and it cleans it out, and then it marks their territory a little bit. But we don't need that anymore, and unfortunately, our foods that we feed the pets now kind of create a soft stool, so it doesn't really express the gland very effectively in certain individuals.
Mm. So will that put out a stench?
It's pretty nasty. And they can be surgically removed. It's not an easy procedure.
Dan, did you actually expect the answer to be no when they squeeze the anal gland? It smells really good.
No. Yeah. Well, now no, because sometimes
only in Dan's household.
Because sometimes you're sitting there, and all of a sudden it's like the dog is laying there next to you, and it's like, good Lord, what is that?
That could be it. It could be gas too.
But, okay.
They can express just if they're real full and they put a little pressure on them, just gravity will squeeze them out.
Okay. Let's get Phyllis in here. Phyllis, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Phyllis? Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Phyllis. How are you, honey?
Well, I'm great, thanks. I bought a big dog. I bought a yellow lab that is now 10 weeks old, and there seems to be a huge controversy if she can have her Bordetella shot before she's 12 weeks old. We happen to be going out of town, and, of course, she needs that. And
we do
the
those,
trainer
says... We do those at 8 to 10 weeks, up to 12 weeks. No problem.
All right.
And there's a couple different types,
depending on
who the manufacturer is. For the young dogs, I try and do an intranasal vaccine because it stimulates a more immediate immune response right at the entryway rather than a shot that goes systemic and goes throughout the body to produce an immune reaction. This protects right at the site of entry where bacteria or viruses can enter. So I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Well, and one of the real quick questions, nothing ever ends up being quick, though, sadly enough.
Now, go ahead, Phyllis.
She was a great 8-week-old puppy. Now that she's 10 weeks old, it's like she's reverted back to bites us, gnaws us. And I know that is part of the puppy thing. It's
chewing,
the pecking order. Oh, my God, she had my hand bleeding the other day by chewing and...
Yeah, there's a way to manage that. You've got to take dominance over her and make sure that she understands that she's second in command. And they're worse typically with kids because they just consider the kids like their siblings. But, you know, you should talk to your veterinarian or get a trainer. But basically what we do is while they're small, if they start to chew, we just kind of pick them up, put them in our like a baby in your arms, and kind of grab their muzzle gently and just say, no bite, no bite. And you don't have to slap them. You don't have to do anything. You just got to displace that active behavior with a different behavior immediately.
Well, it's so annoying because it hurts so much. And she jumps up on my grandchildren and tears their clothes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. They tend to consider the little kids that react pretty reactive kids, right? So that stimulates her to want to be more aggressive because as with her siblings, she'll sit and learn how to fight and play, and that's kind of learning how to be a carnivore. a hunter.
Do you yourself have trainers, or is it the one in your complex that you...
No, we don't have anyone in the complex that we use right now, although I know there are some ones here. We use a really excellent guy, and you're welcome to call us, and we'll give you that name and number.
I would be happy to, because it's kind of causing havoc now.
Yeah, no, it's great to have that puppy, but yeah, I'd get control of it right away.
Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Phyllis. I found Phyllis's delivery to be very interesting.
Yeah.
That's called wine, red wine.
That's I wouldn't know.
Oh, man.
Calling our listeners a whiner. Mary, you're up. Mary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Well, hi, Dr. Doug, and hi, Frank and the gang.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. How can we help you, honey?
Okay, I have a cat. I come to you, but okay. I live pretty far away. You know, I come out there because you are the best.
Oh,
I feel kind of bad about this. I haven't called sooner. But one of my cats had a seizure during the night about 10 days ago.
Okay.
But it was Friday night into Saturday, and I was going out of town Sunday.
Okay.
And so I didn't call you. And he just, you know, I went online, and so I'm fairly certain that's what it was. I couldn't wake him up, but it was just a matter of seconds. But he was laying on his side, and he was pounding at the wall. It woke me up because I thought he was playing with a cord. And he was sort of drowsy the rest of the day Saturday.
Sure.
Sunday morning, he was back to being fine. And ever since we've been back, he's fine. Is there anything? I mean, should I bring him out?
Yeah, how old is the cat right now?
He's 8 years old.
Okay, so it's old enough for serious things to be going on. But the most common diagnosis is often called idiopathic seizures, which means that we don't know what causes
it. Means your cat's an idiot.
No, I don't think that's it.
What you need to do is have your veterinarian do a little blood work first to make sure there's no underlying disease like liver or kidney that might be causing it. He'll talk to you about the other diagnostics that are available, but typically we don't start treating seizures unless we have repetitive incidents, maybe two or three within a week or two or 3 weeks.
That's the first one he's ever had. I've had cats all my life, and it's the first cat that I've ever had.
Right. It's not as common in cats as it is in dogs, but there are a whole list of treatment opportunities. So I would get to your vet and let him work it up and make sure that you know where you're going with it. And if it's us, come on in anytime this week.
I'll call and make an appointment then. It's really far, and he's real skittish. The drive out there is you know.
Just let us know. We'll get it done quickly and get you in and out so you don't have to sit around and be stressed.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Mary. She said he's real skittish to drive. Her cat drives like Toonces.
Make some money on that.
A long way.
One of my favorite bits on Saturday Night Live. Wow, the women love you, Doctor. Donna is next. Donna, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Donna. How are you, honey?
Good, and I'm AM in the PM.
Well, that's great. Hallelujah.
What's cooking?
Real quick question. We had three dogs. One passed in April, and then our three-year-old black lab just passed. And my service animal, he's just about 12 years old, and he's just... He's moping around, and I'm sure it's because of the last passing of our three-year-old dog, but he's stopped eating. Well, he's eating very little.
Okay.
Do you think they really take on the death of the other animals?
Well, I think being lonely, you got a household of two or three animals, and all of a sudden you have one animal by itself, and it's 12 years old. Yeah, I do believe that they probably, feel the loss, or at least the loneliness. But at 12 years old, you also want to make sure that there isn't an underlying problem that's evolving. And that could be related to the stress of losing animals. So I think get into your vet again and let them do a good physical exam and make sure the 12-year-old isn't having problems of his own. Okay?
Okay,
honey.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Boy, the women are lined up. Barbara, say hi to Dr. Doug, Barbara.
Oh, yes, another great viewer.
Hello?
Somebody's on my line. Okay. Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, honey.
I want to ask you to make some sort of a public service announcement about people who let their dogs hang out the window as they're driving down the highway. It just distresses me so, and I know that they can get bugs or sticks or something can hit them in the face and they can be blinded or Lord knows what, but people just do that all the time, and it makes me crazy.
I think you're right. I think that there's always, you know, you can do this for, you know, every day for 10 years and never have a problem, but once you have a problem, then it's real. And it can be, like you said, foreign bodies that come a-running that you don't expect that could really injure the animal. I've seen animals actually just kind of abruptly or impulsively bop out the window, and especially if someone brakes automatically, you know, just kind of, you just don't know what's going to happen. So it's not a good practice, generally speaking, and I totally agree with you. It's the same thing where you see guys driving in these pickups and they got a bunch of dogs in the back hanging out, and just know that accidents happen. When I used to work at the emergency clinic, we would see situations like that.
But dogs seem to love hanging their heads out the window.
Yeah, what is it about?
No, I like it too.
Dog will stick its head out the window when you're driving down the road at 50 miles, 60 miles an hour. But if you go like this and blow in their face, it drives them crazy.
Right. I don't know, Dan. That's kind of.
Wow. Crazy, isn't it?
Too much information.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's not a harmful thing, but Barbara's right. I mean, yeah, but a bug flying at a dog's eye, I don't think, is a big concern to the owner.
Well, they could get an ulcer or something, or they can actually cause some real injury. But again, as a general practice, I'd say don't encourage it. Just like your kids, you don't let them hanging out the window for the same reason. Okay.
All right. So you're not alone, Barbara.
Good, Barbara.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Rebecca. I'm telling you, it is nonstop women lined up. Rebecca, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug Dollface. I am also AM in the PM.
Dollface?
Dollface,
you called him?
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing good. My daughter, for God love her, decided she was going to rescue a dog.
Uh-huh.
She got a one-year-old chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting into her clothes and eating her bras and underwear.
Well, pervert. You got yourself a little pervert dog.
The bras, too?
Is it a male or a female?
It's a female.
Okay.
And lesbian.
She also
lesbian
has another female dog that's quite a bit older, and she just eats everything, socks, underwear, bras. Only hers. Nobody else's. Just hers.
You know, it's just not terribly unusual for them to explore, but you're going to have to really just be a control.
Yeah, usually they're not clean.
Hold on. Rebecca made a point to say they're clean. Rebecca, maybe they're not that clean. If the dog can pick out her underwear over other people's underwear, there's something going on there.
Well, she is 19 and beautiful, so who knows? But it literally will open the drawer that she puts them in and take them out and chew them to pieces.
A chihuahua opens the drawer?
Man,
a tall
chihuahua.
I am not even kidding. It's the funniest darn thing ever.
Yeah, we got to secure those. They have those little devices that clip on like they use for to keep kids out of drawers and stuff. I would probably go to hardware store and get those. And, send us pictures of those, too.
Well, that's
Dr.
the sickest thing I've ever heard about.
Oh, my goodness.
Send us pictures of your daughter's underwear. That's the sickest.
Okay.
And make sure the dog's chewing on them at the time. Come on,
Dr. outside Doug. Voice, Dr. Doug.
Rebecca, we apologize for Dr. Doug's behavior. That's unacceptable.
Okay. He's still a doll face.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca.
Dog face or doll face?
Send us pictures of your daughter's underwear.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe
you're
that.
Sick.
Somebody's calling the police right now. We'll close it out with Cheryl as the ladies continue to be lined up. Cheryl, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug, and
hi,
all
Cheryl.
Of you. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you, Cheryl.
What's cooking today?
I'm calling because I have a kitty named Mr. Kitty, and he is about 10 or 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
I rescued him as a feral cat's baby kitten. And all of his sisters died, and the vet thinks it might have been poisoning from the antifreeze.
Okay.
But, now, Mr. Kitty used to be really, really fat, like Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has lost a whole lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
He's like skin and bones, and he does not go in the litter box. He finds all kinds of places to go to the bathroom.
Is he having
normal stool? I don't know what's wrong with him.
Or diarrhea?
Normal stool?
No, just soft stools, though.
I love this discussion.
Mm.
Soft stools.
Can you send us pictures of the stools?
Yeah. I got a good picture.
Sure.
While you're in your underwear?
Yeah. Cheryl, here's what you need to do. 10 and 11-year-old cats that are losing, obviously didn't lose weight overnight, so it's been going on for a bit. You want to rule out several different things. Kidney failure would be a big one. Also, hyperthyroidism, when the thyroid is overactive, the vet can pick this up very quickly and do a test. Those would be the two most common, but there's lots of other reasons that could be of concern. Does the cat go outside at all?
No.
Okay.
He snuck outside last night, but he came right back in when I said food.
Yeah, this cat really needs to be reviewed because, as you said, it's very thin, skin and bone. That's not a normal cat. It could be a virus like feline leukemia or FIV or FIP. Lots of different things could be going on. Your vet can do a diagnostic.
FIP, FIZ, BAB, BAB, BAB,
BAB, BAB. I'm so afraid to take him to the vet. I'm so afraid there's going to be something really bad.
Well, yeah, but if you don't do anything, you're not even giving the cat a chance. And so it sounds like it's gone on long enough. You really need to get someplace and get this worked up, okay?
Well, I thought that, you know, he was fine because he still eats like, you know, he's never stopped eating differently or anything.
Yeah. But obviously, you know, if you're eating and losing weight, if you're a human or whatever, there's a problem.
Yeah. I'd like to know how to do that.
Yeah, really. But I really implore you to get on it right away because it sounds like it's gone a little bit further than it should, and we want to make sure we protect the cat, okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey.
Thank you. I'll take him to my vet out here in Festus, Dr. Darlin.
Okay, great.
You know
Dr.
her?
Dr. Darlin?
I don't. Sounds like a real Darlin, though.
Rebecca Darlin. She's great. Yeah.
Good. All right, thank you, Cheryl.
Okay, thank you.
Do they have a band with a banjo player?
What an insult.
The darling.
Okay, I'll take her to my vet.
She's really great.
I'll call you for free advice, but I'll actually go give the business to my vet.
Dr. Darlin.
Yeah, Dr. Darlin. Yeah,
we live
hello,
with it every
darlin.
Day.
When you call her, do you, hello, darlin?
Hello, darlin.
Wow, I don't think you've ever been that insulted by a caller. Well, okay, thank you. I'll take
thank
her to
you guys.
My vet. Thank you, doctor. We'll do it next week. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. A man who actually allows you to call him for advice and then tell you that you're going somewhere, tell him you're going somewhere else and even naming the name of the other veterinarian and giving them a free plug. That's the kind of guy he is. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi, and it's free. Peon, you so far are in the lead with send a picture of the stool. That's the, that's the best comment yet today. I have the privilege today. You know what I think happened?
What's that?
Last week, John Landoff was not on the air. I did all the commercials.
That's right.
Do you hear what he said? They had an incredible week last week.
And then he was on with us Monday.
Yeah.
And then now.
Maybe they didn't have as good of a day
Monday. Such a hot
Monday.
So today I get a text, hey, could you do the commercial for me today? What I'm thinking is he saw the spike in business when he took a pass and stepped aside, and now he wants to duplicate that week's business. I think we can do that. I think we can see to it that a lot of people, those of you listening who, you know, you're in the market, you know, you're going to get a new car, whether your new car is pre-owned or a new car, it's a new car to you. So we'll ask you once again to, if you were going to do it next week, back it up a week, do it this week. Send another strong message that business increases when John's not on the air. Please don't say that to him.
No.
It'll hurt his feelings. We're not interested in hurting anybody's feelings but Mike Evans. That's the only guy whose feelings we don't mind hurting. We don't want to hurt John's feelings. But that would be hilarious, to say the least, if everybody rushed in and bought their Chevys. Let's see, what is this, Wednesday, today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday? Yeah, that'd be great. And then once again, we can point out to him how, ooh, look at the spike in business, and you weren't on Wednesday, or maybe but one day this week. Whether he's on the air or not, once you do business with Johnny Landoff, once you buy a vehicle there, the only reason I could think you'd ever go anywhere else is if you just absolutely don't want a Chevy. And I get that. If somebody's in the market for an Aston Martin, all right, or a Jaguar, okay. I don't think Chevy makes anything that's going to be the equivalent of a Bentley, or you get the idea. But if you're shopping for a pickup truck, I don't care who makes it. And there's several that make pickups. You're shopping for just a sedan, a good, dependable, full-size sedan. I don't care who makes that either. You give what Chevrolet has a chance, because this current line of vehicles, I just saw a thing on TV a couple days ago where they said that General Motors was the most awarded car company this past year of any, meaning lots of different awards for safety, for innovation, for design. They took away more rewards than anybody, more awards than anybody. And I really do think, like the Impala, this is the best Impala. And I'm a big car guy. This is the absolute best Impala they've made since 1964. The 64 Chevy Impala, to me, was it until the one they're offering now. Wait till you see this car. Wait till you see the Cruze, the Malibu. Wait till you drive them. Silverado pickup truck. And a Chevy's a Chevy, and all the other dealers have the same exact things. They do. And they probably have prices that are close. But they're not Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, and you're not ever going to do business with anybody who appreciates your business and lets you know it as much as they do. So see what we're talking about. Get the Johnny Landoff experience, something you can't get anywhere else. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, Landoff.com is the website, and you know where to go. Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Meet me.
It's traffic time. We're going to find out where the problems are out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the one problem we've got now is it's a new crash. It's on the ramp from southbound 170 to eastbound 40. It's at the end of the ramp. So traffic right now on southbound 170 is backed up to Ladue. Westbound 40 drivers slowing now for the usual spot, Kings Highway through McCausland. You're a little bit heavy as you go past Highway 170. Looks like we're slow again, 270 out through Mason. On southbound 270, we're running off the pace now south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, running heavy now Lindbergh through New Florissant. This report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's easy to use on a baby and perfect for the whole family. A gentle forehead scan is all you need for an accurate temperature. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor and how that made you feel knowing you had everything taken care of. You know exactly what strategy to use to claim your Social Security. You understand how and when to withdraw your assets and from what accounts you should withdraw from first. You are 100% confident that you are always going to pay the least amount of money in taxes. The chances are you probably never had that conversation, and there's a high probability that you probably won't. Don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you've done everything right? If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call me, Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. For a complimentary retirement analysis, call 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Martin Kilcoin here, and you've heard me talk about the Infinity from Marvin, the 100% fiberglass window available from Amazing Siding and Windows. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. Don't be fooled by the gimmicks the other window companies try. Vinyl windows simply don't stack up. And you need to act now at 636-230-5800. Remember that number, 636-230-5800, because you'll save 15% off per window and $250 off per patio door. No money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for 18 months, but you must act now. Get those new windows and patio doors before the holidays. Start saving on your energy costs. 636-230-5800 or stop by the Amazing Siding and Infinity showroom there in Ellisville, Old State Road, just off Manchester, AmazingSidingSTL.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it from your friends at the Big 550. Amazing Siding, STL.com.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Hey, it's Denise Bradley here from Appliance Discounters, and I wanted to share some great news with you. Appliance Discounters is now offering 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Now you can get your GE appliances just in time for the upcoming holidays. Get the very lowest prices on GE appliances and take up to 24 months without interest to pay for them. You just can't beat that. Just another reason why Appliance Discounters has the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Visit any of our four showrooms in person or shop online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show, Saturday at 3 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
An email here from Linda says, looking for tonight's continuation of the Bin Laden episode, second episode, man who killed Osama bin Laden. And she said, the only thing I can find is History of the Seals on PBS. I can't see anything. You said it was on Fox. It is. Fox News. There's Fox, local Fox.
Oh, that's what you...
And there's the Fox News channel. And what a coup for Fox News. Holy cow. You know how many people would have loved to have had this guy and had this special? And my understanding is he's not making a dollar. I just talked to my wife. She's actually watching it now because we recorded it. And she's blown away by it. She said she's thrilled to death he did this. She said, forget all the why did he do it, the other SEALs. She said, we need something to get people fired up about what this country is capable of doing and create that feeling of patriotism. And she's sort of right about that. It kills me to say that because she's my wife. Mm-hmm. But she's right. We need and wait, I'll be anxious to see what this does for recruiting after this thing airs. I'll bet you the recruiting for the Navy, the Marines, there's a spike. Because that's generally what happens. And if you don't know what we're talking about the Fox News special, The Man Who Killed Osama bin Laden, Part 2, is on tonight. Maybe one of the most riveting things that I've ever seen in my life. I can't wait for tonight to see Part 2. We didn't do Burke second. Let's do it now. Anybody have anything to say?
Yes, I do.
All right. Here's Eon the Peon. Take it away.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this happened on Monday. A couple of celebrities have not had positive results with a couple different Twitter things they had happened. Bill Cosby on Monday. I'm guessing he doesn't run his Twitter account. I'm assuming he has either a social media person that works for him or I don't think. I could be wrong. I don't know. I could. Bill maybe does sit down and writes his own tweets every day. But
who is this, Bill?
Bill Cosby. I would guess that he has somebody that does it for him.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because he's plenty. It's not like he's the busiest guy in the world. Maybe he does, but I'm with you. I kind of think maybe somebody else does it.
So on Monday, they sent out a picture of Bill on their Twitter page, and they said, come up with a meme. I don't know if you know what a meme is.
No.
A meme is an internet thing. Usually it involves a picture with words written over it. It's usually something that, you know, it's an idea or a picture, a thing that starts spreading throughout the internet. It usually becomes viral. And so they tweeted out a picture of Bill's face, and they said, come up with a funny meme for Bill involving a picture of
him. A meme is essentially like a caption?
Yeah, essentially, okay. Yes. So a lot of people did this, but it didn't turn out positively for Bill Cosby, and it pointed a spotlight on something I didn't know was true about Bill. I know we've heard about him having kids maybe out of wedlock.
True.
I think, you know, an older woman came forward and said she was her daughter.
And he admitted that it was his daughter.
But apparently, almost 10 years ago, 13 women came forward, and they all reported being drugged and raped by Bill Cosby. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
You had heard about this?
I had heard about it.
And he settled in 2006, undisclosed terms. So it turned out a lot of people were putting his picture out, but they were writing things about rape and things about Bill Cosby. So it didn't turn out the way that I guess they thought. People would just, you know, write funny.
Isn't it interesting, though, that here we go with the whole race thing again. Isn't it interesting that a guy like Cosby...
Oh, he was essentially like a national treasure.
Oh, my goodness.
Whenever he is...
This is the America's dad. He's... did a whole routine and a special about being a dad. Find out he's got a girlfriend who has a daughter. He's been paying to support the girl in secret. It comes out. And then we find out he settles with 13 women who said that he drugged them and raped them. And nothing.
Nowhere. I mean, nothing. I don't remember hearing about this on national news.
I remember hearing it for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But we don't touch Cosby because... it'd be racist. Now, give me a counterpart to Bill Cosby, who's a white person. Who would be the white Bill Cosby? Give me a comic.
Well, I know somebody that was in the news recently. It was the actor that played the dad on Seventh Heaven.
Right.
He was in the news for weeks about his wife came forward and said he was a pedophile. And
He's a pervert. And I saw that, and even though I'm not familiar with him, I recognized his face. And, yeah, it was everywhere.
And essentially ruined his career.
And he's not nearly as big a name, by the way, as Cosby.
No, not even. But, he was...
Let's make it Bob Newhart. Let's make it another old-time white comedian. Let's say Bob Newhart. Let's say Bob Newhart had settled with 13 women who accused him of raping them. You think that'd be everywhere? You bet it would. So we do play a different game sometimes, depending on who the target. Jesse Jackson. Remember that deal?
Yes.
No, another one. Okay, yeah, that's right. I do have a kid. Sorry to my wife. I'm a reverend. And, I met a girlfriend, and she had a baby, and I've been paying for that baby, too. Next. What's the next? 10 minutes, it's over. It's over.
Right. And then I saw Paul Harris, who hosts the show here on Fridays. He sent out an article today through his Twitter talking about Dr. Oz tried doing the same thing this week. From his Twitter account, that it said, ask me, what's your biggest question for me? And then reply with this certain hashtag. And so it kind of backfired on him as well because... Dr. Oz, I don't know if you follow him too closely. He's into some kind of homeopathic kind of quack related stuff on his show.
Right, and he promotes products he makes money from. And
even in some cases, he's mentioned about he's anti-vaccine. He said his wife doesn't let their children get the flu vaccine. So
he's got all kinds of controversial stuff going on.
Yeah, so it kind of backfired on him, where the majority of people asking him questions on Twitter, it was essentially like making fun of all the all the medical advice he gives on the show.
For it, if you go here, say something about me and send it around the world.
Exactly.
Well,
yes.
Okay. So, you better be squeaky clean and not have anything skeletons. Good luck with that.
I'm guessing two social media managers might be looking for work after this week between Dr. Oz and Bill Cosby.
They do a very good
maybe
job.
Maybe not
policing.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
That was all I had.
Let's see if Dan Strauss has a contribution.
No, nothing.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. We have a couple of minutes if you want to jump in. Only a couple. Jump in. Be that one person that gets through. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Don has jumped right in. Don, how are you?
Yeah, what I don't understand is you were talking about earlier. Why wasn't the coalition, when they were rioting, telling the black people, don't ruin the black businesses, only ruin the white. Now they want them to only patronize the white, the black businesses and not the white. Well, how are you going to patronize them when you threw them up during the riot?
Well, it's the most racist thing that I think I've heard in a long time. Let's not do any business with anybody but black people.
You already destroyed their businesses, and now you want them to patronize them. Why weren't you thinking about that when you were destroying them? You destroyed your own brother and sister's businesses, and now you want them to patronize the black businesses and not the white, but you destroyed them. Yeah. So I don't get it.
No, Don, you don't get it because you're sane, and these people do things before they think, and a lot of it makes no sense at all. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Real quickly, there's a thing floating around. I've had it sent to me twice. It is absolutely bogus. They use CNN as a reference, and it essentially is saying that the United Nations has refused to acknowledge or hear anything that Michael Brown's parents have to say. And it really looks like a legitimate press release. I just got it sent to me a while ago on an email again. I got a text earlier. It is bogus. It is not true. If you really look at the text where they say that the Browns have wasted their time going to the UN, it's obviously done by somebody who really can't stand Michael Brown's parents, who does not like any of what's going on, and they're trying to make it look like the UN laughed at them when they came. The article is bogus, and it's floating around, and I've seen it now three or four times. So when you get it, don't send it on to other people, because it's not legit. It's phony. Bill Cleveland will join us here in a couple of minutes. First Community Credit Union, I believe, I just got an email earlier. I believe they're on board with us for another year next year. That deserves a huge round of applause. And it's interesting sometimes how things happen. We had a bank on the air with us for 8 or 9 years, a pretty good relationship, and then they changed presidents. And the bank president decided that this station was something he didn't need. He was fired, by the way, 1 year after he was made president. He did all kinds of stupid things and made a bunch of stupid decisions. But in the meantime, here comes First Community Credit Union. Will be the banking institution that's AM and the PM. And wow, am I glad they came along. And they have been a terrific partner with this show and exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning. If you've never heard the yard sale, you talk about fun radio to listen to. 7 to 9 o'clock Saturday morning, Paul Warner's the host. Exclusive and only sponsor, First Community Credit Union. I don't know where you're banking. I don't know why you're banking there. Maybe you don't either. But I would invite you to join me and thousands of other people and become a member of First Community Credit Union. Everything you want from a bank, they have it, they do it, we think they do it better. Check it out. Go into any of the 40 locations, because it is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Have some fresh popcorn, get some literature, get some information, ask some questions, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
No change in that accident on the ramp from southbound 170 to eastbound 40. It's partially blocking that ramp lane. It's at the end on Highway 40. Traffic on southbound 170 jam now. Pretty solid from Page down through 40. Eastbound 40 drivers are slowing from Clayton Warson to where this accident is. Westbound 40 drivers slowing from Kings Highway through McCausland. Pretty heavy now from Maryville Center out through Timberlake Manor, eastbound 40 slowing 141 to Mason, and eastbound 270 slow now from Lindbergh through West Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Reality check your salary expectations. Go to accounttemps.com/salarycenter for accounting and finance salary information. A Robert Half Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim Huer, inviting you to listen to The Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you by the St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Texas A&M Aggies. St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes.
It's pumpkin season at Denny's. Try the new pumpkin pancakes breakfast. Look for Denny's coupons in your mailbox on November 17th. Welcome to America's Diner.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. Great way to get a LaCleve cab. That's what happens when you get in a hurry. You stumble all over your own tongue. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, Walmart has announced that this year Black Friday will be a five-day affair.
Yes.
A five-day affair, or as Kim Kardashian calls it, a marriage.
Yep.
And did you like that one?
We like it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, good. All right. President Obama is in Asia all week long, and which explains why today Hillary Clinton jumped the White House fence. I did it now. Yeah. Wants to get in there.
Yeah.
Do you like that one?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really good.
The state of Washington just turned 125 years old. They've been to Washington. Turned 125 years old. Of course, we all know Washington State was named after one of our greatest Americans, Denzel Washington. That was the guy.
Yeah. That's true.
And finally, Heinz Ketchup announced that it will cut 250 jobs in Canada. They said they just don't have a lot of money in their budget, I guess. To which people then said, well, have you turned it upside down and let's sit for a few minutes?
You stumbled.
Yeah, what was that again? Give us the line again.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it.
Turn it upside down.
I got a
what?
Feeling it would have been hilarious.
Turn it upside down.
Come on, let's hear it.
It was stumbled.
To which people then said, have you tried turning it upside down and let's sit for a few minutes?
Let it sit for a few minutes.
Like
money.
All right,
fall
do it with the stumble.
Yeah.